They say that good things come to those who wait. In the case of the young man to my left, that appears to be the situation. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by defensive end Vinnie Curry in the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Gets his first action of the year last Thursday night.
Right.
Go out there on national TV and you tear it up. How'd it feel?
Oh, man, it just felt great. You know, just to finally be out there and with the guys and the amount of energy that was surrounded by, you know, the defense when I came out there, the guys was hyped up and I was hyped up, and it was just great to be a part of.
Vinny, last year, rookie, second-round draft pick, you didn't play a lot. You didn't play the first two games this year. What lessons have you learned in your young life here? Because I would imagine you never sat at any level of football.
Right. Well, you know, last year, I really didn't understand why I was sitting. But, you know, after the end of the season, when you talk to Coach Reed and talk to everybody, they just wanted me to, you know, to really just grasp on Trent and learn as much as I can from him. But unfortunately, you know, we let him go. And, you know, this year, you know, I took the approach of this whole offseason, you know, to try to come in and work myself up to be the guy. And unfortunately, you know, that didn't plan out. So right now I'm just waiting my turn, and any opportunity that they give me, I'm taking it around with.
You can only control the situations that you can control. Correct. And so all you can control is getting your body right, getting your weight up, and working hard in practice every day.
That's it. That's all you can do. And, you know, and I still love to come to work. I still love to be a part of the guys. You know, a lot of people ask me all the time, oh, what's going on? Or, are you upset? I'm not upset at none of that, because, you know, last year set up for this year, you know, for me mentally, you know.
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, the only way I can do and go from here is up.
Vinny, if you weren't such a mature guy, I would imagine it could eat you up inside. That hasn't happened?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
No. A little bit. Some parts last year started to eat me up. But I got great advice from, you know, some guys in the locker room. You know, Deshaun, Shady, Vic. You know, Jason Peters. You know, Fletcher. You know, and Fletcher, we probably the closest on the team. You know, he just be like, you know, always trying to be an encouraged person, and he know what type of player I am. You know, the team know what type of player I am, and you know, so I just took a little bit of that, and you know, you got a year under your belt coming into this, so when it happened this time, you know, I was just like, okay, I mean, it was a little bit of a shocker, but you know, I just took it in grasp, and I said, you know, when my opportunity comes, I'm just going to take advantage of it.
Now, all that's in the past, so let's look forward now. Hopefully, you won't be being asked questions about why you weren't active that week, because let's hope it just keeps growing and growing.
Yeah.
For you. The idea of this new position for you, the five defensive end, the five gap defensive end, can you kind of explain in layman's terms the difference between playing in a 4-3 and a 3-4 from your spot?
Right, definitely. In a 4-3, it's a one gap defense. Basically, what you do is in the 4-3 end is you protect your C gap. Well, whether in the 3-4, you're two gapping. You know, you take the guy, you got to protect the C gap, and also
people don't know what that means.
Oh,
people don't. What's a C gap?
You know,
it's the third gap, right?
Right,
right.
So you know, you got to protect the, you know, the outside gap of the tackle.
Okay,
and
okay.
The inside gap.
Outside
of the
shoulder of the tackle versus the inside shoulder
both,
of the tackle. So you're doing both now.
Yeah, you got to you know, protect both, and that's just one thing you have to do. And in the 4-3 was, you know, you can do different things and use different moves. Rather in 3-4, you have to just be a little bit hesitant.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I kind of, you know, just adapted my game into that. And how can I kind of be different? And you know, I watched a lot of 3-4 guys. Like who's the elite 3-4 guys from other teams? And I just watching, trying to put, how can my game fit in, you know, in part of their game, and how can I use it for my advantage?
It is not a position where you're going to generally get a lot of sacks. I mean, your job is to take control of the linemen,
right,
and allow linebackers to come through.
Correct.
Open gaps to make the plays. So there's definitely a bit of, you know,
change.
Yeah, there's change in mentality. You may not go out and get 12 sacks a year. You may do a great job and get 4 sacks.
Right. And you know, and that's one of the biggest things, you know, that's my asset and against this asset, you know. And for the most part, you know, I thought I adapted very well to it, but a lot of people still could see that, you know, I still have, still want to, you know, use my razzle dazzle a little bit, but, you know, I just kind of, you know, just mixed it into the, to our scheme a little bit, and it's been working.
So primarily, your biggest adjustment, I guess, Vinny, from, again, layman's terms is, 4-3 defenseman, you want to get up the field, you want to get to the quarterback.
Right.
3-4, you kind of want to control the line of scrimmage.
Control your guy, though. Yeah, you have to hang on to your guy. You know what I'm saying? It's about, you know, man keys, man on keys, and whether in a 3-4 you get on a guy, you can shed him. You know, whether in a 3-4, you know, you really can't shed your blocker as quicker.
You go out on Thursday night, you play very well against Kansas City. Do you feel like you gained the confidence from the coaching staff?
I mean, that's something you would have to ask them. Yeah. You know,
They didn't all come running up to you and go, Vinny, great job.
None of that. But, you know, my teammates did, you know, and that felt really good. And, you know, it definitely, you know, put a smile up on my face. But, you know, those guys see this type of stuff every day at practice. So just to see it in the actual game, it was even more exciting.
Boy, the NFL's a business, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, but I'm taking it all in, and the only thing I could do is just keep working.
You excited to go against Peyton this Sunday?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What makes him so good? When you watch what he does, is it the release? Is it the knowledge? I mean, he just seems like the total package.
Yeah, well, you know, anybody who knows Peyton, he's going to get rid of the ball quick. Mm-hmm. So what we have to do, you know, is just, you know, play his game. You know, whether it's, you know, making phony calls at the line and, you know, adjusting to what he's doing. And, you know, our coaching staff got a great game plan for him, and we're going to be ready.
All right, good. We'll go out there and kick some butt, all right?
All right, thank you.
And keep going the rest of the season. We expect you back here 3 sacks from now. So we'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right.
All right, Vinny Curry in studio with us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.